The U.S. and Europe are working out sanctions. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Russia has recognized the independence of two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine, and President Putin has ordered Russian troops into those regions. Today, the U.S. and Europe are expected to announce their responses in the form of sanctions. So far, the United States has announced limited sanctions targeting just the breakaway regions of Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said the Nord Stream 2 pipeline connecting Russian gas to Germany is being reassessed, effectively putting that on hold. Marketplace's Noah Sappho has more.
After Russia's latest moves last night, President Biden issued an executive order to prohibit any U.S. investment or trade with the breakaway regions of Ukraine, the so-called Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics. There are exceptions for the export of food and medicines, the continuation of internet services, and other necessities. A senior Biden administration official briefing reporters said there will be further measures taken today. According to the Reuters news agency, that could include imposing new limits on major Russian banks, cutting their so-called correspondent banking relationships with American banks. That would make it difficult for the Russian banks to transact in U.S. dollars, which underpins much of global trade. Reuters says certain Russian individuals and companies may also be placed on the specially designated nationals list, which would bar them from the U.S. banking system altogether. I'm Noah Sappho for Marketplace.
All right, let's see how markets are reacting to all of this so far. Energy prices are going up. Brent crude is up 0.8%. The FTSE in London is up 0.2% after falling sharply. The German DAX is about flat. Shares in Asia closed. They are responding more significantly. Tokyo's Nikkei dropped 1.8%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 3.2%. Here in the U.S., Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down in the 4 to 0.8% range, with the Dow future down 126 points. Two years ago, former President Trump signed the Phase One trade deal between the U.S. and China. In that agreement, China agreed to buy an additional $200 billion worth of U.S. goods by the end of 2021. The numbers are in, and we know that China bought none of those extra U.S. exports it agreed to, something the Biden administration criticized last week in a report to Congress. The administration also criticized China's trade practices and said the administration would need more tools to deal with it. Paul Krugman is a New York Times columnist and Nobel laureate. He wrote about this and other takeaways from the U.S.-China trade war, and he joins me now to discuss. Good morning, Professor Krugman.
Good morning.
President Trump, when he was in office, was obsessed with the trade deficit, and that informed this agreement. Economists almost everywhere said he was misunderstanding economics and missing the real issues between the U.S. and China. When you look at the U.S.-China relationship, what do you see as the biggest problem economics-wise?
The biggest problem is not how much stuff, value of stuff that we sell. It is that China is pretty clearly, through industrial policy, trying to move in on areas where the United States has an advantage. They have been dubious about respecting intellectual property. There's basically an attempt to get technology for free that's been developed elsewhere. So it's more of a long-term growth strategy conflict rather than anything else.
The Biden administration says it is prepared to use domestic trade tools strategically as needed in order to achieve a more level playing field with China. But it doesn't give specifics. I mean, what do you think the available options are here?
It's hard to do anything that doesn't actually end up hurting us more than it hurts them. I mean, that's kind of the lesson that we've learned from the Trump tariffs and also from everything that's been going on in the supply chain issues. So really what we should be doing is investing in the future. We should be investing in infrastructure. We should be investing in education and with some kind of industrial policy of our own, trying to identify things that are industries or technologies of the future and supporting them. So at some level, Build Back Better and all of that is in effect an attempt, among other things, to address the kinds of issues that are real points of conflict between the U.S. and China.
You mentioned the lesson has been that the tariffs have hurt the U.S. more than they hurt China. Why do you say that?
Well, it turns out that, first of all, actually Trump's officials they tended to put the tariffs not so much on consumer goods, maybe because they were afraid that people would see higher prices, as on industrial inputs, which ended up making U.S. manufacturing less competitive, not more. So we ended up probably having somewhat fewer manufacturing jobs than we would have otherwise. And now what we've seen in these, you know, post-pandemic world economy is just how crucial keeping the supply of everything going is. It's not the case that when we sell something, we win, and when we buy something, we lose. Actually, right now, being able to buy what we want seems to be much more important than how much we're managing to ship to other countries.
Longer term, should President Biden lift those tariffs? And could he lift them politically if he wanted to?
The tariffs were counterproductive. They've been a loss for the United States. But politically, if I were a Biden advisor, I'd say, boy, you do anything like that and people will be all over you for going soft on China. And are the benefits of lifting the tariffs large enough to justify taking that political risk? And I would be very dubious about that.
Paul Krugman is a Nobel laureate and a columnist for The New York Times. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Okay, take care.
You can hear more of our interview with Paul Krugman on our website, marketplace.org. A lot can happen in a day when it comes to the economy and all of its moving parts, from workplace culture to markets to trade. And we've got you covered here on The Morning Report. And in the evening, you can check out Marketplace with Kai Ryssdal on public radio, podcast, or at marketplace.org. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.